Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the third hour of Worldwide Transmission. And I know we've had callers holding, and I've got a ton of news and several video clips that I've got to get to. So I'm going to talk to Desmond, Tack, Brad, John, and Andrew at least. Then I'm going to get into the news and then more calls if we have time in this hour. But Desmond, in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I
want to thank you a lot for everything you've done educating the public. There's a few things I want to get to. Last couple months I've been hearing... Am I loud enough?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? All right. Last couple months I've been hearing you know, about sterility and the vaccines and everything, and really thinking about, you know, I'm calling you right now on my cell phone, and all this radiation that we're pumping through our bodies every day with these cell phones, we got them in our pockets next to our genitals all day. Like, I was just really thinking, that's got to be something with the sterility too, you know? And
well, that's a good point. The cell phones are active while they're not transmitting. They're being pinged by the GPS locator towers, the triangulation system. They also use them to surveil. But if people are going to have cell phones and be using them, I'm going to use the free iPhone app to reach them in the Matrix. I want to get them out of the Matrix, but I do have phones. I'm not on my phone a lot. I keep it away from me. I make quick calls when I need to. And the studies show that it's after several minutes that it really starts causing DNA problems, and that after an hour or so of a long cell phone call, it even heats the brain. So, yes, that is another big part of it, Desmond.
Well, I've just been waiting on about an hour, you know, waiting to get on. Hour worth of radiation going straight to my brain, but also...
Well, that's another point. Let me interrupt you, because I always mean to make this. We have phones for everybody in my office. We have IP phones, work great. Everybody's got one. Almost no one uses them. The sales guys, everyone, use their iPhones. And I go in and I tell them, please use the company phone. I don't want you on your cell phone. I don't want you to have to pay for the calls you're making. And they just will not listen. And they say, look, I'm going to use my cell phone. It's mine. I like it. Jaron will actually use the company phone. But I mean, it's just an example of how insane it is. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I heard you about a month or two ago. You were talking with ManCow about how, you know, kids these days are just really, they won't approach women. They won't talk to them at all, you know, and I was really thinking cell phone, like with texting these days, kids are too afraid to talk to someone on the phone.
More than that, studies have come out, the language is being destroyed. Young people use about half the words that the previous generation used. The previous generation uses less words than the generation before them. Have you tried to read a mainstream, just common man's newspaper from 1778?
I have not.
I mean, it's like reading poetry or something, and long, complex words. Go try it. And they weren't trying to be show-offs then. They were into language. They weren't drinking bisphenol A and fluoride. They weren't texting. And I try to talk to young people now, and they just literally go, ugh. Or like, poopy. I mean, that's about as much talker. Or like, I like the movies. and so that's why the system, I like new video game. And you know, I mean, either the guys are laughing at this. Either now there's some young people that are really awake, really smart, know what's going on. But yes, I mean, I have the same problem in my office. Not smart folks, but text messaging and IMs don't relay all the info. And so there's constant misunderstandings, disinformation, mistakes, and I go, use the telephone to call each other. The telephone! The telephone! Talk to humans! It's just like people 20, 30 years ago. The average person was real good at, you know, quick shorthand calculations. Now people can't do math in their brains. They can't write. All they can do is text. Now it's going to touch screen.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I just spent 5 minutes with the last caller. I got to go quicker or I'll never get to all the news and these video clips. I got to cover it all. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But it's also an info war, and we need to be funded to run our operation. So that's why I'm offering a five-video deal, five of my films or films I've produced or films that I appear in for $9.95. Okay, so I'm losing money on this. $9.95, ladies and gentlemen, for all five of these films. American Dictators, Fabled Enemies, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, and How Weed Won the West on Government Drug Dealing. And you want to do your Christmas shopping cheap and wake somebody up, this comes out to less than $2 per film. Buying this film in bulk was $6 a piece from the maker. Okay? And when you get into the money it took to make these and everything else, I am losing money on this. But I don't care. I want these to get out to people. Infowars.com, the super mega blowout sale. But these are going quickly, so I don't know how long we're going to have this left. It'll definitely be gone in the next week, probably sooner. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We also have a lot of other specials and discounts and combos. They're all really good deals, but that's not what's even important. Your purchase supports the broadcast, and these are tools to wake people up. Folks are ready to be given a Terror Storm or a Reflections and Warnings or a Fabled Enemies, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139. And as long as you get it in the mail the next week, we'll honor mail orders for this as well. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Be sure and add the shipping and handling in there. But again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, or I'll really lose a lot of money if you don't put the shipping in there. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Tack in Washington. Tack, you're on the air.
Alex, what a pleasure and honor it is to finally speak to you, buddy.
It is a pleasure to talk to you. I hope I live up to it.
You know what?
Hope I'm not like a dirt sandwich.
One of these days, I truly believe your name is going to be in the hefty books for the man responsible for saving America.
I can just save us from eugenics extermination, I'd be happy.
I just want to tell everybody there's a good, you know, everybody's probably having the same problem that I had trying to get people to believe. But when you tell people doing, they don't want to believe it. They're putting poisons in the food and the water and the vaccines and kidnapping children. It's too much for them to believe. But there's where we can make chemtrails work for us. What I do, I go out to, I do a lot of road trips on a motorcycle, so I go to a lot of motorcycle rallies. But go to any place, soccer events or little league games where there's a lot of families, when there's chemtrails in the sky and you point up and you say, because people don't look up in the sky, you say, do you know what that is? And they'll tell you no. You tell them. You give them a little card that says has a URL for the chemtrails video on Google. Say, go home and watch that because your kid's life. You explain a little bit what's about. And they can see the proof with their own eyes because they look up there and they know that's not something that should be in the sky. And once they watch that video, then they can believe that they're trying to kill everybody. And that really works like a champ.
Absolutely. Great points. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. I just want to keep up the good work, buddy.
God bless you, Tack. Let's talk to Brad in Idaho.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's an honor to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Honor to talk to you. Yes, I can.
You're a hero of mine. You know, in the actual histories of the time, in the court records, and in even the newspapers, a hooker arrested about 100 prostitutes to bring discipline to the Army. So what you said about hooker is absolutely easy to prove false.
Well, then the PBS documentaries and things I've seen about hookers' girls... I'm going from memory, but I believe it became such a big scandal that then he staged some bust. But I mean, let me just look at the origin of the word hooker. Guys, will you search engine that? Let me see. Origin of the word hooker. But, okay, we'll see if I'm corrected. Go ahead.
Starts with General Hooker because he arrested some prostitutes to bring discipline to the Army in Washington, D.C. You know, the sad thing about the Patriot Movement is to this day, they still slander the North incredibly bad. It's really sad. And the North were great, great, brave men, and so was the South. But it's such, I've been in the Patriot Movement for over 20 years, and almost
well, sir,
every...
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, to Confederate meetings or anything, and I've just pointed out the facts that British intelligence financed the South. The South had real grievances over taxes being unduly put on agriculture, not industry. And I understand that that was a manipulated contrivancy and that then the British put troops in Canada and Toronto and threatened to invade. I'm not here slandering the North. That's what I'd read and seen. You may have a different historical interpretation, but I'm not obsessed with it.
Neither am I. But the root cause, even though the bankers took advantage of it, the root cause was the aristocrats did not want to give up their slaves. And the real name of the war should be called the War to Stop New Slave States. So, and I love Southern people, don't get me wrong, but it is sad that we slander so much that we, and then same with like Alexander Hamilton. He was a great man. He just disagreed on
how he wanted George Washington to be a king.
Well, he wanted a bank similar to North Dakota's. Now, as far as him wanting George Washington to be a king, I think that should be analyzed also. But he was very.
Listen, I got to jump, Brad. I appreciate your call. They're pulling up encyclopedias. They're pulling up a bunch of stuff, all saying. Hookers are called hookers because General Hooker allowed the women to stay in camp. And I do remember that he then got in trouble for it and staged a bust for the media. But, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you know. The fact is the South was outnumbered 2-1. The South didn't have a single cannon factory. The South won most of the battles, so they got worn out and beat. Most of the North didn't want to be in the war. Abraham Lincoln said that the war was not about slavery. My issue is what we're told about the Civil War is a lie. Okay, here it is. Origin of the word hooker. This is Yahoo Answers. In the U.S. Civil War, the armies were generally followed by a contingent of camp followers, including prostitutes. General Hooker was particularly lenient about allowing them in camp, and they came to be called Hooker's Army of Hooker Girls. Now, that's what I've seen on PBS and everywhere else. That may not be true. I mean, hell, it won't be the first time I've bought mainstream media saying something. But we're looking high and low for this thing about Hooker fighting hookers, and so they're called hookers. But that's not what I know historically. Man, I've been coughing all day. I don't know what's going on here. Let's go ahead. I got to move quicker. I'll never get to all this. I want to talk to everybody, though. John in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good. I just wanted to call and express a grievance here. It's your tax settlement sponsors are very repulsive, and they dilute your message.
Okay, my sponsors are very repulsive, and it dilutes my message. Well, I hear the sponsors, and I appreciate your call on a lot of other shows, and I know Genesis refuses a lot more ads than most other radio networks and things. It's like we had Kramer running ad packages all over the country and for his Wall Street tips, and people complained about it, and Ted refused their money because you complained. But then I hear the ad on Rush Limbaugh and everywhere else, and I'm sure that's just fine with his listeners. So, you know, I'm certainly, you know, here's the deal. There is no way to be lily pure in this world. Okay? There's no way to be perfect. I have turned down bona fide sellouts to the New World Order repeatedly that would have made me as fabulously rich as Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. Okay? I've been offered those deals. I'm every much as good a talk show host or better than they are. And I was offered to be the Glenn Beck that Glenn Beck is today before Glenn Beck was even on the radar screen. Okay? Repeatedly. I've been told you'll be all over the country. You'll have tens of millions in book deals, tens of millions a year. You'll have TV shows. You know, you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh by the system. And I said no. But then I do it my way so I can have my own radio show and really say what I think and really what I believe. But Ted Anderson has sales guys and has ads, and then I have my ads. And I tend to like all of Ted's sponsors. I think they're pretty good. And I believe in all of my sponsors. And we turn down most people that come to us. Most folks don't do that. I've been in radio for 15 years. Let me tell you something. There's nobody more moral than this radio network and myself when it comes to this type of stuff. But at the end of the day, I do hear ads and things that, like, you know, with ridiculous voices going, the end of the world, better buy this. And it sounds like Big Bird's doing the ad. But so what? Okay, at the end of the day, I believe in preparedness, so let them have Big Bird voice their ad. Or Oscar the Grouch voice their ad. I mean, it's insane. Okay? Again, the whole New World Order is coming down on us. I just read Rockefeller documents in the last 2 weeks to you and where they came from, with links to the Rockefeller Foundation, where they developed vaccines to sterilize you, to be added to regular vaccines. We know this is going on. We know they're putting poison in the water. We know they're gearing up all these new wars. We know we're going into a depression. And the guy calls in complaining about my sponsors. I don't know. I'll tell you this. If somebody gave me $3 million a year, no strings attached, I could do my radio show and my websites and my films and everything I do and not have advertisers or sponsors or sell anything. I could produce films, give them out free, everything. But I couldn't be on talk radio because the format of talk radio is commercials for the local station. Let me explain to you who has ads here. There's the local station. They get half the ads. We get emails all the time blaming us for local station breaks, griping us out, as if I control what local stations put on. They get calls griping about our ads. It's a nation of complainers. Then there's talk show hosts who can negotiate some of the ad space for themselves. Whatever. Okay? Okay, a big diversion, big distraction. You know what I have to do now? I've got to get into the news, and if I have time, I'll get to Andrew Rob, Carl, Rodney, and Angus. But I've got to start getting into the news on the other side of this break. It's key information. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us.
Okay, we are back live here. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play this video that we're asking folks to get out virally. Will machete release spark racial violence? And they're definitely going with the racial uprising selling angle here in the United States and in Latin America. When they got caught doing it here in the U.S., they backed off and played dumb. But now they're back at it, and I'm really worried, thinking Rodriguez may have lied when he said he was going to cut the race war stuff out of his movie. So we're going to find out this Friday. Very serious. This isn't a joke. In Mexico, they're now having thousands of murders a month. You know, they'll dig up 25 bodies, 72 bodies, 60-something bodies. And the Hispanics from Latin America who are coming into Mexico, the police rob them and kill them. They are the Los Zetas. That's just their cover name. And they just murder men, women, and children if they don't pay their cut. A lot of the rich Hispanics that run the Southwest are the El Jefes on our side. And they're involved in sucking off of the Mexicans and the Latin Americans. And we've done the study of it. And the big banks are financing it. This video that Aaron Dykes put together is really detailing all of this. But I wanted to finish up with this. Attack on bar in Cancun leaves 8 dead. And this is in the tourist district. And the gang showed up and said, pay us protection money. We're going to burn your place down. And they didn't, so they burned it down with tourists in it. And once society goes corrupt, this is just how it is. And if the mayor or anybody tries to do anything, they'll just kill them. And this is what our country is turning into. I mean, Mexico is literally like Road Warrior right now. I mean, it is Road Warrior. It is Road Warrior. And areas that were safe are now Road Warrior. More mayors killed yesterday. More mass murder, more death. I mean, and do you hear Mecha and La Raza all hooked in with these pimp groups complaining about Mexico murdering Hispanic children in mass and killing men, women, and children? No, that's not talked about. It's all mythical gringo Minutemen are crucifying Catholic priests and murdering Hispanic children. None of it's real, but it's in Robert Rodriguez's Fox News Corp. That's who made the movie. That's who produced it. Just like they're funding the mosque through the co-owner of Fox News and the rest of it's Rockefeller money. They run it all. They run the white supremacist. They run the black supremacist. They run the Mexican supremacist. They finance and radicalize Islam. I mean, this is a fact, and they really got it figured out. Attack on bar in Cancun leaves 8 dead. 8 people were killed when a gang burned down a bar in the resort city of Cancun. And it goes on to say a commando of at least 10 armed men attacked Castillo del Mar, a nightclub. And he goes on, the blaze quickly spread, overwhelming 6 women who worked in the establishment and 2 male customers, according to El Dinero newspaper. And it says that the man was detained for trying to extort 40,000 pesos, or $3,000, from the bar in exchange for protection. It's kind of like government. You know, we want to protect you. So pay us taxes. Meanwhile, they're the criminals. And it goes on to say how the cartel's expanding, just robbing everyone. And, of course, I'm sure it's gringos' fault. Probably my fault, right? Well, in a way, it is the gringos' fault. It is the big banks in the U.S., and Aaron's article has all those documents. Arizona governor says the first they learned of the U.N. investigating him was from the Internet. Now they've confirmed Obama is sicking the U.N., a foreign power, on Arizona because Arizona doesn't want – they're already the capital of kidnappings in the U.S., and they're imploding and falling apart, and they've already pulled the Border Patrol out of the border areas. That's mainstream news, and it's not enough. Again, Obama's part of the criminal mafias. That are all part of this. And so they're going to continue it. That's just the way it is. Yeah. And they want this whole Mexican mafia system here. In the future, you don't hand your business over to government, they'll just claim Los Zetas came by and killed you. They're all CIA trained on record. You heard Joel Skousen agree with me yesterday. Of course, we had Sully Castillo, DEA agent, on 6 years ago saying this was all coming and being set up. And, of course, it all came true. And just the way it works. Okay. The government hates that you still got guns, though. They love it that Mexicans are disarmed. So the El Jefes and the gangs and the cops and the mob can just rape your wife, kill your kids, murder you, rape you in the town square, cut your head off with a machete, urinate on your dead body. This is the standard procedure. And then the cops don't do anything because they're on the take. A lot of times it's the cops doing it. And we're all going to live like they do in Nigeria or how they live in Costa Rica. Well, Costa Rica will seem heavenly, but it's even becoming crime-ridden. Or how they live in the crime-infested areas of Brazil. This is how the globalists like it. And they're going to get what they want unless you wake up and say no. But Again, the Mexican investigator of the 72 murdered migrants, so he got killed. We're going to get into machete when we come back, then I'm going to get into some really good news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up is a shorter video on the flu vaccines that gives you all the evidence of how it's killing and maiming people by design. And you talk about sleeping good at night. I sleep really good coming out a year before it was mainstream news that the H1N1 was a fraud, and now it's admitted it killed a bunch of people and causes autoimmune disorders and all sorts of neurological disorders. Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, epilepsy, you name it. If you want to have some neurological disorders and you think that sounds fun and you think brain tumors sounds fun, go out and take their shots because they're trying to murder your butt, okay? This isn't a game, and I'm not playing games. Does that mean your kid might not get spinal meningitis? Does that mean your kid might get the flu or the measles and might die? I'm not saying that vaccine science doesn't have some truth to it. I'm not an anti-technology guy. I'm telling you, Big Pharma's a bunch of murdering eugenicists on record contracting with the Rockefellers and others in the UN to hurt you bad. We've got mainstream government documents, all of it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet today. So that's coming up, and then some other news. But here is Machete, where I break down the history of this movie, how it's coming out. And it's more than just the movie. It shows how Fox News News Corp is the company putting this movie out. And at first, their neocons attacked it, then found out it was their property. Fox pulled the articles. And then Rodriguez played dumb and said, you don't have the script. You know, this isn't real. Then later he admitted, okay, it might cause race violence. I'm cutting out the violent stuff. Now he's had the producer come out and say that I'm basically a liar. And so I don't know what is going on with this, but we're going to find out when this movie comes out. All right, let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is. This video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the headline on it is, Will Machete Release Spark Racial Violence? And it could cause some good old boys, you know, to get violent with Hispanics. That's what Hispanics are concerned about. I mean, this is dangerous. If it's being put out the way the script says it is and the Arizona trailer, we didn't cross the border crossed us, and then images of illegals hacking Whitey up with machetes. Here it is. It's August 31st, 2010. 3 days from now, Machete is going to premiere in theaters across North America. Going back about 3 months ago, Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's film crew here in Austin, Texas, contacted me and said they were really concerned about the film's message and that it was very, very divisive and that it would reflect badly on Hispanics, not just create racial division. Then I got a copy of the script that they used for the film. And it is a race war that bills white people as the devil and Mr. Trejo, the star, Machete, as a folk hero who they then pray and worship at the end of the film. And it's got gringos out sacrificing, you know, crucifying Catholic priests, killing Hispanic children. It's over the top. It's like a Hispanic version of Birth of the Nation. I mean, this is really dangerous stuff. And then Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that, okay, I had too much tequila, and I am going to cut some stuff out of the film. It could cause some problems. And I thought, wow, you know, that was my job, was just simply to point out to him that people on his own crew were concerned and that he should think about what he's doing because this could cause racial conflict. I'm all for his First Amendment, but I have my First Amendment right to criticize it. And I said, let's wait and see what comes out when the film's released. Well, then I happened to be in a hamburger place with my kids Saturday, and I see the front page of the Statesman dealing with the film Machete. Commission must decide if Machete qualifies for funds, and they've got yours truly, Alex Jones, quoted in here. And the producer of the film is in the newspaper saying that we made it up, that we have the script. Really, we made up the Arizona trailer with all those big stars saying those things. We made up that we got the script. We made it up that Robert Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that he did cut stuff out because it was racially incendiary.
With a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
Now, I don't know what film is being released on Friday, but I am concerned about the fact that it's going to hype people up to go out and commit acts of violence with all the stuff going on in Arizona. So we're going to find out this weekend whether or not Rodriguez has put out his race war film. And we're going to find out if this guy is a total opportunist, because what this does is it plays on fears of immigrants. It tries to export Americophobia that does go on in Mexico to the rest of Latin America. All over Central and South America and on the island of Puerto Rico, they are putting up these big posters with an image of a bloody machete in a hand dripping with blood saying, everyone with machete, like it's a political uprising. And if you know Central and South America and Mexico's history, the machete is the symbol of the peasant uprising because they've been disarmed. They're not allowed to own guns, so they use their farm implements. And the machete is kind of like the pitchfork in European lore because they were disarmed. And so here's Rodriguez with a worldwide promotion of this in the streets of Latin American cities with an image of a blood-dripping machete. And then when you go see the film, at least from what the script says, it's all about evil gringos that must die because they're oppressing the raza or the race. And it's also come out that the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and others have given billions of dollars total to this liberation theology at the universities, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. So the system wants Hispanics, whites, and blacks to beat each other's throats. And they don't want Hispanics to feel like they're Americans and become pro-Second Amendment. No, it's got to be a machete. Do you get the anti-gun message here? In so many horror movies and films, the people are always preyed upon by the criminals or the zombies because they don't have guns. Hollywood will not show that image of people with guns defending themselves. So we've got Robert Rodriguez blurring the lines between politics and his race war film, and then having his surrogates, the producer, in The Statesman saying, there's none of this in the script. None of this is going on. This is crazy. When his own people contacted me and I have the script and we have the Arizona trailer and Rodriguez is out there saying, yeah, I cut this stuff out. It goes a little too far. So I'm seeing a lot of deception from their camp. And for their sake, I hope they have cut the really hardcore race war stuff out. Because if that actually showed in theaters around the country, I'd say 99% chance you're going to get some stabbings and some killings. My final point is this. I've really been researching Mexico in depth for more than 15 years, reading what anthropologists, sociologists say from Mexico and the United States. And just over the weekend, I talked to a lot of my Hispanic friends, some of which actually grew up in Mexico. And they said, Alex, we know that the big foundations are teaching that the United States belongs to Mexico to create division. We understand what's going on. And they said, immigrants like these 72 that were just murdered right over the Texas border in Mexico come up from Latin America and are held by Los Zetas and the Mexican mafia. And men, women, and children are gutted and killed and in many cases raped first as part of an act of terror against these people. And the rich Mexicans in the United States, they're just like poverty pimps, just like Obama, using racial politics to exploit and to basically fire up Hispanics to kind of buy into this whole narco-terrorist El Jefe worldview. And that it is really a lot of Hispanic Americans who are feeding and using the immigrant community, and that's why they're teamed up with the big Fortune 100 companies who also want cheap labor and to allow Mexico to export its revolution to the United States. And so it's just sickening elitism, the same way Mexico has used anti-Americanism as a distraction from its own internal problems for the last 100 years. This is now just an exporting of that to the United States. And I've seen in the news countless cases of mayors and others who are Hispanic, who it turns out are coyotes, who have Hispanic immigrants as slaves. They bring them over here. They hold their families in Mexico. They make them do drug runs for them over and over again. And so really, we have to realize that especially Central and South American immigrants coming up through Mexico are completely abused and are being used by the corrupt El Jefe types that run Mexico and now much of the Southwest. And I guess that, you know, that's who he's rich and powerful. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. That's who he hangs out with, is the Carlos Slim types that dominate Mexico. And it looks like Robert Rodriguez is really a cold-blooded guy exploiting a lot of people and creating racial division in the process. But we'll see what film he releases. But, you know, this isn't a joke. Mexico has fully collapsed. Every week, mayors are taken in front of their families and murdered. In some cases, they're raped first as an act of dominance. Immigrants by the hundreds every week are tortured and murdered and have money extorted out of them. And you never hear La Raza or Mecha or all these big race groups talking about that. They want to distract Hispanics with boogeymen of the Minutemen who've never killed any immigrants. But in this movie, do. You know, they'll give them that myth of who's killing them, when really who's killing them is the CIA-funded Los Zetas and the Mexican mafia and the rest of them that are killing U.S. embassy staff, kidnapping citizens. Our police are being paid off by them, rolling over. And Robert Rodriguez just gets to glorify it and be the big king up there and create all this racial division and have movie posters put up in Puerto Rico and everywhere else, you know, saying everybody get with machete with a symbol of Latin American revolution dripping with blood. And meanwhile, the big banks are funding the whole thing, because after the U.S. falls, we'll all be like Mexico or Guatemala, nowhere to run. And that's just their plan, where we're all killing each other. I don't know if Rodriguez has played into this psyop and is being used, or whether he's really a cold-blooded person. But I've seen a lot of doublespeak out of him and his crew, and I just hope that they have thought about what they're releasing. I mean, I know supposedly in the script that Machete's fled to the U.S. because a drug cartel's come after him. But then he finds the ultimate evil is the gringos. The good news is Hispanics worldwide are sophisticated and intelligent, and they have discovered that the major foundations are funding all of this to create division. And we're going to stand together against the big central banks, against the drug traffickers, against this entire global crime syndicate that's getting rich off of the blood, sweat, and tears of immigrants and other people. And we're going to decriminalize drugs and take away your main funding mechanism that has empowered this criminal takeover of society. Rodriguez, you decided to go forward with this Mexican exploitation film with a radical revolutionary edge. And when people freaked out about it, you pulled it back and denied it even existed. But now we know you've got posters going up all over Latin America with bloodstained hands with a bloody knife. And let's just hope that what you're invoking, whether consciously or unconsciously, doesn't come true, because you will have literal blood on your hands and you will be liable. But maybe that's the type of fame you're looking for. To learn more about this and other vital topics, visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast, or subscribe to the free podcast at Infowars.com. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. All right, this public service announcement that I'm about to play is so important that we're premiering it here. The video just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Deals with the fact that the vaccine cover-up is imploding. And we're going to skip this break to play this video. Then, at the end of the broadcast, it is confirmed. Gunman, possibly with explosives, enters Discovery Channel headquarters. And he's demanding an end to the birth of parasitic humans. That is being reported by the AP and others. He is a eugenicist, reportedly, who says humans are evil and must be dealt with, must be removed. And this is the religion that they're teaching everybody at the high schools, the colleges, everywhere. And that's why the globalists are poisoning the food, the water. And we have their official government and intergovernmental think tank documents showing all of that. But first, I want to put this on screen, this Infowars.com article, with the headline, dealing with the vaccine cover-up. Vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide. Now, we wrote an article about this on Monday and asked you to get it out to everybody, and it's linked in the story. But this is the 8-minute video that details it all. So we got a eugenicist reportedly saying, I demand the end of all parasitic human births. Humans are parasites. They must all die. What did Dr. Eric Pianca say? He can't wait till we're all dead. What did his graduate students who work in bioweapons labs send me threatening emails with their thesis saying, you low-grade idiot. Dr. Pianca only wants 90% dead. Many of us believe all humans must be killed. It'll be our pleasure to do it. All humans will die. We are a parasite. We are trash. This is their wicked control freak impulse. Hey, listen, self-haters. Kill yourselves, not us. Not babies, filth. You want us all to die? You go first. You go to the gun shop. You get the gun. You load it. You shove it in your mouth. You blow the brains all over your drapes. I don't want you to kill yourself, scumbag. But stop spiking our food and water with stuff and slow killing us because you're control freak demons from hell. Now, here's the proof of what you're doing. Get it out to everybody. Stop the murderers. Here it is. Save lives. My friends, we've got a chance this year to save a lot of lives. The good news is we went public last year with millions of other truth tellers and pointed out that the vaccine insert for the H1N1 flu shot admitted that it could cause neurological disorders, Guillain-Barre's, you name it. And people actually went out and read the vaccine insert instead of believing the corporate media paid off by Big Pharma to lie to you. Since then, The head of the EU Commission, Wolfgang Wudarg, medical doctor, has come out and said that they found all the evidence showing that vaccine makers had paid off politicians in Europe and the United States to hype this dangerous vaccine and that it had serious health ramifications. The British Medical Journal has come out with a major report. I've interviewed the editor of the journal saying, yes, clearly this was hype to sell vaccines. Since then, the British government has had to suspend giving the H1N1 shot to under five-year-olds, admitting that it caused a tenfold increase in violent convulsions in children. The government of Finland has come out and said it's causing all sorts of neurological disorders, like narcolepsy. All over the world, people are waking up. Also, last year, we saw a record low numbers of people taking the regular seasonal shot and the H1N1. So now they're combining both the shots together. And because we had record low numbers of people taking the vaccines worldwide, we had a record low flu season. Because the real studies show that it's the flu vaccine in most cases that's causing the flu. You've seen the anecdotal evidence of your friends and family or yourself saying, yeah, I never got the flu. I took the flu shot. It almost killed me. Same thing happened to my mother. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the United Nations documents. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through, admitting they developed vaccines for flu or tetanus, where they add chemicals and hormones that reduce your fertility or sterilize you. They admit they're doing this. So it's not that there couldn't be a clean, safe vaccine developed. I'm not arguing about that science. The point is they've been caught spiking vaccines all over the world as part of these United Nations World Health Organization programs for covert sterilization, and we even have the Rockefeller Foundation documents. This is even mainstream news now. But on top of all of that, 90%+ of the vaccines that we're using here in the United States and Europe are made in China. China was a signatory to the one-child policy. They were a signatory to the United Nations agreements to use food and medicine as weapons to forcibly reduce their population. They're the folks that give you melamine-tainted milk and bisphenol A-coated plastics. I mean, this is a nightmare situation. So the globalists have contracted with these dehumanizing tyrants to produce not just our vaccines, but most of our medicines. This is so horrifying, and I know it's hard for people to be able to admit this to themselves. But if you'll just go research the facts, it's all there. And the good news is record numbers of people are refusing to take the vaccines, and record numbers of people are reading the literature and finding out how deadly this is, and government after government after government, from England to Australia, from Finland to India, is having to totally suspend or restrict giving these shots because people now understand how dangerous it is because there's such a wide swath of death and destruction in its wake. We're starting to win. We're starting to have an effect. And that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given money to Monsanto and others to come up with pharmacological crops that grow the vaccines inside of the food so there's no way for you to escape it. That's why Bill Gates is looking at releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes to, quote, inoculate you.
There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months.
Literally releasing bugs that come out and inject you with these things. They're not playing games. They want to force you to go under this eugenics system. Every time the global elite meet and they set up these philanthropic organizations, all they talk about is population control. This is what they're obsessed with. They don't like going to the Grand Canyon and seeing big crowds. They want all the science and technology for themselves, not for the general population. It's the ultimate form of greed and envy and control. It's a scorched earth policy of total monopoly over humanity. You are being slowly killed. Cancers are off the charts. Every other form of degenerative disease is off the charts. And they know that the vaccines, the sodium fluoride, the bisphenol A, and all of these chemicals are doing it. And we have their own documents admitting it. So in closing, warn everyone you know. Send them the vaccine inserts. They're online where it says it can cause cancer, where it says it can cause neurological disorders, where it admits that it's even caused deaths. Send them all the mainstream news articles that we're going to link below where major governments are having to suspend the shots because it's causing so much carnage. And warn them that the regular seasonal flu shots this year are going to have this H1N1 and whatever else they're adding to it. Warn everyone you know. This is incredibly serious. Bayer Pharmaceutical admitted in court that for over a decade they knowingly sent out factor 8 blood product to hemophiliacs, knowing it was a death sentence of hepatitis and HIV. They did it cold-bloodedly as part of a eugenics program. The crimes of Big Pharma are legion, and they need to be prosecuted. They need to be brought to justice. But there's a revolving door between Big Pharma, GMO, and the government. Almost every major federal regulator, not just here, but in every other major country, is a former alumni of these companies who own stock. And then they leave the government and go back into those companies and move up that ladder of power for selling out their fellow humans. This is part of the eugenics agenda. And when you see car washes getting IRS visits over 4 cents of unpaid money, you understand that the system has its investigators going after petty stuff like Roger Clemens. So what if he reportedly did steroids? He supposedly lied to Congress? That's not good. Using steroids isn't good. But compared to the former Treasury Secretary lying to Congress about where the bailout money went and then later admitting it didn't go to the mortgages, that's trillions of dollars of taxpayer money. What about the millions of brain-damaged kids from all these vaccines? Why are we hearing about Roger Clemens? Why are we hearing about 4 cents of unpaid taxes at a car wash? Why are there investigators involved in this? Because it's ways to spend all the investigators' resources on petty things that get the government's name in the papers to make it look like they're tracking down crime when they are the main source and progenitor of the crime. Expose the vaccines. To learn more about this and other vital topics, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast or subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. Okay, so you just saw how the eugenicists are hitting you through the vaccines, on screen, the Rockefeller Foundation documents, all of it. But the public is noticing the death and disease caused by the vaccines and is waking up. So the system's trying to make them mandatory. Now, Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, we were able, because it's not on the archive, it's not on the Wayback Machine, we were able to save this nutballs website, this guy that supposedly took over the Discovery Channel facility. They're panicking because their global warming hoax has been fully exposed as a complete fraud to carry out eugenics. So he's reportedly taken hostages with a bomb and a gun, and his manifesto is going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We're getting all his writings. Thank God we saved them right before it went down. It's all going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to see this stuff, it's going up right now. Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson are putting it up. Look at his manifesto. Number 7. Develop shows that mention the Malthusian sciences about how food production leads to the overpopulation of the human race. Talk about evolution. Talk about Malthus and Darwin until it sinks into the people's brains until they get it. And he goes on to talk about babies being little degenerate parasites that must be dealt with. I mean, this is it. So they are so angry. And sure, humans do cause some problems, but we're also the people that brought you Beethoven and the Bible. And rockets and nanotech. We need to have a debate about this stuff, not let the elite sit here and coldly, quietly start reducing our numbers while they are releasing genetically engineered crops and other things that truly endanger the entire planet. You know, the global leader using DU, all this other stuff, that's not a problem of the environmentalists. They just want to kill people because they're control freaks. We'll have it all posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Get it out to everybody to expose these criminals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.